Delta County has now hired the largest legal firm in the state to defend the laying facility near Hotchkiss that houses 15,000 hens. The case is currently before the Colorado Court of Appeals after plaintiffs, claiming that the facility is a health menace to neighbors, won a string of legal victories in district court. 3 days after the operation should have legally ceased, the hens are still laying. And across the road, plaintiff and veterinarian Susan Raymond is pondering her next legal move.
They want to keep operating while the appeal process happens. So we're going to the judge and asking either for an emergency session of the appellate court or ask him again. I just hope we can get it shut down while we're waiting on the appeal.
According to County Attorney Knight, appeals can take a year or more to decide. In June, the county required the Hostetlers to monitor air quality and provide a plan for reducing emissions. County Environmental Health Director Ken Nordstrom was unavailable for comment about whether this had yet occurred. Meantime, Raymond, who has lived in her family home on Powell Mesa since 1964, hates the idea of public money going toward the case against her.
We can't afford schools, we can't afford libraries, we can't afford sidewalks, we can't afford to help the Water Conservancy District. They want to raise taxes for all of these needs that we have in this community. And yet the county commissioners are using taxpaying money to do this. Why?
Knight said she was researching whether the amount paid to the legal firm, Holland and Hart, can be made public, or whether attorney-client privilege protects the information. For KVNF News, I'm Marty Derlin.